Hey, Mr. Brad, this is Rayford McLeod returning that call. First of all, appreciate you calling me back. We're probably going to be playing phone tag today. I'm at work till 7. It's hard for me to get a break. So I'm just going to go ahead and leave it on the answer machine and call me back and tell you what the problem is, because it is a very serious matter with Mr. Dean. He turned my place down 3 different times. First time was October the 10th to my remembrance. My paperwork's at home. October 21st and October 25th. October 10th, he said that where the key was, the swing was gone, was no longer there. I in turn called Miss Donner to find out what the problem was, and she told me exactly that there was no one for him to get in touch with, which was the first lie. I was off. He knew to call me because he always does it. Second lie was swing's not been moved. And she said, well, just hold on a minute. Let me call Mr. Dean and find out what's going on. Stay on the line. So I stood on the line for a couple minutes. She called me back. She said that Mr. Dean said he'll get back with you this week. That was the October 10th. October 21st, he went back, denied it again. It was not in compliance in 2 different places. Got it scheduled again for the 25th, which was this past Friday. Denied it again. He made a statement that in order for him to go back, it had to be at 6-8 throughout the stairway. I know that. We talked about this, and he said, well, what you need to do, this is prior to these 3, if you would go get you a construction engineer, that's the best thing to do, let's get this thing fixed. I said, yes, sir. Got a construction engineer to go out there. They gave me the paperwork that I was supposed to do. I done it, and evidently he didn't read the paper. So everything's been done to what the engineer stated, and I was really frustrated. On the third time, I said, well, he's lied about the first time, about the swing not being there. The swing's been there for 10 years. I said, well, maybe he just couldn't find the key. Well, I went back and looked. The key is behind the swing. Just happened to remember I got a video camera that's out there. Well, he's not on my video camera October 10th. Well, 21st, when he went back, for some reason, he just goes straight to the swing, like the swing's always been there. Phone was around. Well, 21st, he goes back again. Got him on camera then. He's not there even 2 minutes. Phone was around. I get the call, like I said. He denied it. I was at work, called my dad, had him go get the camera, retrieve the camera, get the SD card out. They looked at it. He called me back and he said, son, I'm sorry to tell you this, but the man didn't even go in the house. So I was very angry about that. I got home from work last Friday night. Went to check, make sure the key was behind there so I wouldn't be putting myself in a bad position. Went to my mom's, looked at on her laptop, looked up the SD card, and sure enough, the 10th, when he said that the camera or the swing wasn't there, he don't show up on the camera. 21st, he shows up there and walks straight to where the swing's at, straight to where the key is, but yet he don't even go in the house. The 25th, this past Friday, he also went straight to where the swing was, did not pull the key out, turned around and walked off. He was there less than 2 minutes. So this time Friday night, I'm boiling. I'm upset. Here, this man has lied to me, and I have trusted him. So I said, well, I'm going to go see a lawyer. So I've gone and seen a lawyer, Tim Morrison Irwin. Talked with her. The lady that represents him or is there to take all the information, I know very personally. She said, well, here's what you need to do, Rayford. Talk with your engineer, give him heads up, and that's what I've done. And so they're there to help me out, do whatever I need to do. She said, next thing you need to do, you got all your paperwork from the engineer, you got your paperwork from Littleton because you've been up there and got the paperwork. I was there Monday morning, got that paperwork to make sure I got everything in order. And she said, second thing you need to do is call Mr. Brad, his supervisor, and let him take care of it. If he don't, and we all need to get together and see what we're going to do. So I'm not a person of drama. I'm not a person of contention. I don't like that. And so now I'm back in a corner. It's not so bad that it's made me mad and angry. And it's hurt me that this is my daughter and my 2 granddaughters' house, and I'm trying to help them. And here this sorry joker is alive, and I got him on camera. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk with him. Well, I'd rather for you to go out to the house and you look at it for yourself and get the engineer papers, which is on the inside. The key is on the swing up under the porch, and you take care of this matter. And I'm hoping that 3, 6, 9, 9.